Henri Dutilleux with Radio 3. Music that's dazzling, seductive, and always sheerly beautiful. Dutilleux is one of the 20th century's most captivating voices. But don't just take my word for it. Explore the life and work of this French composer weekdays on Composer of the Week. We're live in concert on Friday night with a duo of Dutilleux works. And this Saturday, join me, Tom Service, for a special edition of Music Matters. Discover Dutilleux, all this week on BBC Radio 3.
We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM, we're on DAB digital radio, and we're live online in HD sound. Just gone 11 o'clock this Monday evening, and time for Jazz on 3, the best in contemporary jazz with Jez Nelson.
All right, London, what's happening? How y'all feeling? One more time, London, what's up? All right.
All right, UK, how are you feeling? I hope you're feeling as well and as excited as that crowd sounds. They were enjoying one of the most hotly anticipated gigs from last year's EFG London Jazz Festival, which is our main attraction tonight. New Orleans trumpet player Christian Scott recorded live in concert. Well, Christian's part of a younger generation of American artists, which also includes Robert Glasper and Kamasi Washington, who bring together a deep connection with the jazz tradition and a love of contemporary popular music. And Christian's musical tastes will be laid bare later in the show.
You couldn't make an argument for the people in that culture to be the best lyricists on the planet, but in terms of the beast that they actually put together, it's actually like way doper than the stuff that you get in like the Northeast, actually.
Stay tuned to find out what Christian's talking about there as we delve into his music library and put him to the MP3 shuffle test. Film scores, synths and salsa coming up in around about half an hour's time. First up, though, a track from a band recorded at Radio 3's BBC Introducing Showcase in Birmingham back in December. We were asked to put forward a local group who'd sent us their music via the Introducing Uploader as part of an event that also covered world and classical music. We went for a group called Hansu Tori, led by piano player David Austin Gray. And here's a tune from their set called Southwestern.
Thank you.
There you go. That's the band that we selected for the recent Radio 3 BBC Introducing Showcase in Birmingham that happened in December. They're called Hansu Tori and they're led by the piano player David Austin Gray. That was a tune called Southwestern. Hansu is the Korean word for water and indicates flexibility and harmony. Tori, the Japanese word for bird, and indicates freedom and grace. And for me, of course, there's just one major influence on that band, and that is Weather Report. And actually, I've been checking out Weather Report's most recent reissue, the legendary live tapes, 1978 to 1981. I recommend that. And if you check that out, you'll hear a strong influence there for Hansu Tori. We're always on the lookout for the hottest emerging British talent. If you think you fit the bill or you know somebody or a group that does, send us your tracks via the BBC Introducing Uploader. Visit bbc.co.uk/introducing. Upload your stuff and choose Jazz on 3 as the show to notify. Who knows, you may have your music played on Jazz on 3 very soon. A couple of gigs to check out this week. Radio 3 new generation artist Laura Jerd, the trumpet player, her new band Dinosaur are at the Sage in Gateshead tomorrow, that's the 19th, while leading British improvisers Paul Dunmall and Keith Tippett, quite a combination, they join forces at the Vortex on Wednesday the 20th. Right, time now to get into our featured gig tonight. And anyone who turns down a recording contract with Blue Note Records at the age of 20 has to be either completely mad or extremely talented. And on the basis of his work in the decades since, New Orleans-born trumpet player Christian Scott definitely falls into the latter category. As you're about to hear, rock, funk and soul are big influences on his music, but he also brings a deep reverence for the jazz tradition to his playing. In fact, he's been compared many times to Miles Davis. And I'm going to be asking Christian how he feels about that when he joins me in conversation, and to share the contents of his MP3 player, that coming up in around 20 minutes' time. But let's start by hearing some live music from the man himself, recorded late last year at the Rich Mix in East London with his group. Two pieces coming up that really show off his band of young, virtuosic, talented players, starting with a real barnstormer.
Love you too. All right, London, what's happening? How y'all feeling? One more time, London, what's up? All right. We're gonna continue with a song about how much I hate Los Angeles. This one's called West of the West.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Excellent stuff recorded at the London Jazz Festival late last year. Christian Scott and his octet are finishing off there with a tune called West of the West. Some of the members of the band, if you're wondering who was playing flute, and you should be, that was Eleanor Pinder Hughes. And he has two drummers, Corey Fonville and Joe Dyson. Actually, one of them was supposed to be a percussion player, but the percussion setup got lost at the airport, so he ended up having two drummers. I think that it really worked. This is Jazz on 3 with me, Jez Nelson. We're going to be heading back to the Rich Mix for more from that gig in around about 20 minutes' time. But now let's hear some words from Christian himself. He accepted the challenge to take on our MP3 shuffle, where musicians bring along their portable players, put them into shuffle mode, press play, and we talk about whatever music comes up. So we got him into a studio in New York, and perhaps not surprisingly, given the range of styles his own music draws on, a really diverse mix of tracks came up. But not without some initial technical challenges with the whole concept of putting a device into shuffle mode. Your MP3 doesn't shuffle, right?
Yeah, this for some reason, well, I know the iPhone does do it, but we're in the studio here and we can't get it to do it because I never do that for some reason. So, you know, I don't know. I find it kind of a strange concept to shuffle the music. But so I guess maybe I've lucked out a little bit.
So you're not someone who likes to be taken by surprise by what pops up on their
No, actually, I thought the idea was great. I was looking forward to it.
All right. Well, another time. Well, what we're going to do, because you haven't planned this, so we're just going to ask you to pick a few things that take your fancy. Before we do it, I mean, do you have a lot of music? You carry a lot of music around with you?
I have, you know, days and days, probably weeks worth of music on this device because, you know, I'm an audiophile and this is really how I do my work. So there's tons of music on this particular phone.
All right. Well, look, let's get stuck in then. Not quite random, but pick a few things that take your fancy. Let's go for it.
Okay. So I'm going to try and do this as randomly as possible since I don't have the shuffle mode. So I'm not going to overthink it. I'm just going to slide this thing around and wherever my finger stops.
Okay, that's good.
That's where it will be. Oh, wow, okay. Okay, so this one is a Clint Mansell composition, one of the premier film scores of this generation. It's with the Kronos Quartet. From a film called The Fountain, which was released a few years back. It was a Darren Aronofsky film. And this particular composition is called Holy Dread.
You've written a bit for film yourself, or you've had some music included in films, I think, right?
Yeah, some music included in films and also some scoring done. Probably the most notable ones would be Jonathan Demme's films. There was a movie called Rachel Getting Married, and then also Ricky and the Flash, which is one that actually just came out that has Meryl Streep in it.
It's a very different discipline, presumably, to just kind of getting the tunes that you have inside of you out of you. You've actually got to sort of dedicate yourself to looking at the work and understanding the narrative as opposed to just writing.
Yeah, absolutely. Part of the reason I really love to do it because it forces you to work a muscle that, you know, most musicians a lot of times they write as a means of trying to channel something or excavate something about themselves or as a means of catharsis. But, you know, with the film scoring thing, it's really more about you doing what you need to do to elevate the subtextual elements of what's actually happening within, you know, the visual narrative. And that's more difficult because it's not really about you. So I find that to be sort of intriguing and kind of a fun thing to do.
And what is it you like about the compositions of Clint Mansell, or maybe particularly the piece we've just heard?
I think compositionally what I love is he's not afraid to navigate the dark areas of composition. That's something that resonates a lot because a lot of what I do as a composer is kind of try and figure out how to navigate that space as well. So I'm highly attracted to his compositional acumen. Thank you.
well, that's a good start. Christian, let's hear your next selection.
Okay, I'm gonna slide through, eyes closed, and just make a stop and see what we got. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
I like to cha cha. And a Latin bar, yeah. With a Dominican. I like to cha cha. Hey, I like to cha cha. Hey, with a Dominican and reasonable Taina. Hey. I like the way you move. I saw you from a festival. I am not a Spanish descent.
So that's an artist named Dram. You know, it's like one of the hotter artists in the States right now. And it's like they're kind of changing the sound up a little bit. Like if you're hip to like Drake's like Hotline Bling, this joint preceded that, and it's basically the same beat. And it's like they're mixing these type of elements with trap music, which is really kind of cool. I find it cool. And we're actually working on a trap music record, actually. One of the next records is going to be kind of more what we say in America, gutter gutter, is going to be pretty hip, I think.
Tell us what that is for the people who don't know. What is trap music?
So trap music is basically like the sound that came out of the South. In hip-hop music, right, it became, like, less about, like, your prowess as an MC and your wordplay, and it became more about having the most banging, hard-knocking beat to get the girls moving. You couldn't make an argument for the people in that culture to be the best lyricists on the planet, but in terms of, like, the production acumen and the beats that they actually put together, it's actually, like, way doper than the stuff that you get in, like, the Northeast, actually.
And you say your next project will be in that vein?
One of the next ones, yeah. So we're putting out another record that's in the vein of like the stretch music thing that'll probably be out at the end of next summer. And then another project that we're working on right now and I'm composing for actually right now is us actually tapping into some of this trap music. Because that's what I grew up listening to. That's like what comes from like the hood in New Orleans. So I wanted to make a record that kind of harkens to that a little bit so people can hear that.
Good. All right. Let's go to another choice, Christian.
So this is a record that I haven't listened to this record since I was a little boy, probably. Oliver Nelson, Screaming the Blues. Mm. I mean, Oliver Nelson is killing. I mean, you know, one of the true truth tellers in this music. Like, he's not stepping too far out of line in terms of, like, really playing the blues, right? It's not too much bebop. It's not any of these things. It's like he's just really expressing the blues, and to me, I think that sounds really, really cool, actually, and it's quite rare for that time period because everybody was sort of moving in so many directions.
Mm. You said that you listened to that when you were a kid, so you've been steeped in this music, because yeah. You made a comment earlier on, you said you've been on the road for 20 years. You're only...
Yeah, I started going
early,
on the road
early
when I was
30s.
13.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So this is a music you've been around and listening to throughout your life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Right, well, look, I'm loving this selection so far. Where are we going next?
Scrambling around. Oh, my God. Okay, maybe I shouldn't be doing this randomly. No, I'm joking. This is great.
Funny that you land on that because of the Miles thing, right?
Right. That's why that was immediately my reaction. Like, really?
Yeah. So Miles Davis covered that, Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time, and people have always made the connection between you and Miles, which is something you've reacted against over the years. And there we find it on your iPod that you listen to Cyndi Lauper like he did.
So I love Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is part of the sound of like my growing up. Like, I'm 32 years old, so like I was listening to Cyndi Lauper and Prince and Blonde and all kinds of stuff when I was a kid, The second hand unwind. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time. But yeah, I don't fight the Miles Davis thing. It's the highest compliment I think somebody can actually give you. Like, it's not, they're not saying I am the next Miles Davis or anything like that. They just say that they can see similarities between what it is that we bring to the table, And when I was younger, I didn't know how to feel about it. But as I get older, and I have been doing this for as long as I've been doing it, almost 20 years on the road now, actually, who wouldn't want to be compared to a guy that you could argue changed music 5 or 6 times?
Right, well, we're going to give you one more choice, Christian, and we'll make this... You can choose this one, so don't make this random. Just give us something that you may be really into at the moment and you've been listening to on your MP3 player.
Okay. All right, so I'll play one last one for you. Okay, so this one is Ismael Rivera, and the song's called Hooliver or Gulliver. And people that know me well, like my closest friends, know that like my favorite style of music is actually salsa music. Mm. And, I spent some time in Eddie Palmieri's band and playing with my uncle with that band, and learned a lot about that style. And
I always think it's an interesting background to come from for horn players as well, because in those bands, you've got to be so on it, the horns, it's such
kind of punchy, you have to really be able to play. Playing.
So it was a good learning ground for you doing that stuff.
Yeah, it was probably the hardest learning ground. Of course, I grew up playing jazz in a myriad of contexts, and being from New Orleans, there's that thing. But, New Orleans is sort of seen like the northernmost point, in the Caribbean. And most of the rhythms that you hear out of that culture of music, we have the same rhythms in New Orleans. That a lot of times it's just the way that we play the rhythms are a little looser. What was really cool about being with Eddie Palmieri and playing in this context, and also playing with Poncho Sanchez's group, they're more aware of like the canon of the rhythms, and they have the different names for the rhythms that, like, in New Orleans, you're just playing the rhythms. A lot of times, guys aren't saying what it is. It's something that comes from within and in your neighborhood that guys are just playing over, But it's different to play in these type of groups, because they are, it's a stricter environment in terms of how you navigate those rhythms musically. And it's a part of the process that I'm still going through, is like to really be able to do it at the highest level is a lifetime of work.
Dale. Christian, thank you so much for those selections. Really great,
no worries.
Great range. We're going to go back to your gig now, recorded at the Rich Mix at the recent London Jazz Festival. Before we do, just briefly, can you give us kind of a quick overview of the concept of this music, of stretch music? Tell us why that's the title of your latest album and kind of how that fits with what we're about to hear.
Well, I mean, the whole thing with stretch music is really it's a byproduct of like how I like to see the environment, you know? And I realized that in America, when I was growing up, there was a problem, and the problem was based on this very simple idea, terrible idea of race. And I think you and I will agree that as a social construct, race exists, but it only exists insofar it is a social construct. And so when I was a younger person, I realized that, you know, I needed to try and find a way musically to attack this idea. And what I decided to do as an artist is to try and create an environment where I could attack and obliterate the idea of genre, right? Because if you say, as an example, if I say, you know, picture a Western classical musician, or I say picture a hip-hop guy, if I say picture a hip-hop guy, you're going to see a black guy. I say picture a Western classical listener or a musician, most people probably picture a white guy, right? Mm-hmm. So in the same way that we've created these veins for people, the genres of music also have the same type of underpinnings in terms of how people see them. But if I can create a means to take all of these genres, and no matter what genre it is, I can show that it can marry another genre. So if I can take something from an Indian raga or something from a Polish folk song or something from a Korean traditional song, if I can take all of those elements and put them together in one environment, then it becomes very difficult for somebody to make an argument for them not actually going together. Then what we're actually saying musically is that the people, if it's the people's expression can go together, then the people go together.
Christian, thanks for joining us and sharing some of your music with us. Thanks a lot.
No worries. Thank you for the interview. This was really fun, actually.
Christian Scott talking to me from New York recently. I felt like if we went on, we would come across endless different influences. Really interesting to see just how kind of moved he is by the music of the South American culture. And interesting to hear what he says there about stretch music and the fact that it's as much a kind of cultural, political issue as it is a musical one. Well, it's time to go back to the stage at the Rich Mix now to hear that mix of tradition and innovation in action again. Be interested to know if you can hear some of the things that came up in our conversation there, maybe the time of salsa bands, the influence of Miles, of course, and his interest in Caribbean music. So we're going to start with a ballad that really shows off his excellent trumpet playing.
Thank you. Right now, we're going to continue the set with another newer composition. This one is called Twin. It's written for my identical twin brother, Kyle. And we actually, the ballad we played earlier is also called Kyle. I'm thinking about my brother a lot today for some reason. But we're going to play this one, and it rhythmically chronicles our ancestry from West Africa, Senegal, Gambia, Benin, these sort of places, into Havana and Hispaniola, and then into the Afro-Native American culture in New Orleans. But this one is called Twin, and it chronicles that space, and we hope you enjoy.
There's no doubt in my mind that Christian Scott is an artist who has a really exciting jazz future in front of him. There he was, recorded at the Rich Mix in East London as part of the London Jazz Festival. Christian on trumpet, Braxton Cook alto saxophone, Lawrence Fields on keyboards, Chris Fun double bass, two drummers, Corey Fonville and Joe Dyson, Dominic Minix on guitar, and Eleanor Pinderhughes, a really fine flute player. I have to say, when Christian's last album came out, I wasn't particularly blown away by it, but I think this gig really shows the direction in which he's taking his music at the moment. The album Stretch Music is now out on Ropadope Records. And if you want to listen to that gig all over again, you can. It's available for 30 days on the Radio 3 website. Or if you haven't got into this yet, you must do. You can download this programme now and it'll sit on your device for a month. So download it via the BBC iPlayer radio app. We've one more tune from that gig to close the show in just a moment. Just want to let you know that there's more music from last year's London Jazz Festival coming up on Radio 3 on Saturday. Jazz lineup features Swiss piano player Nick Bartsch in concert. Lots of people raving to me about that gig during the festival, actually, so do check that out. And on next week's Jazz on 3, we've more Swiss jazz action, courtesy of trombone player Samuel Blazar, plus the Danish saxophonist Julie Kiar in a trio which features Steve Noble and John Edwards as part of our Adventures in Sound event last November. She really blew me away at that gig, actually. I hadn't come across her before. I really enjoyed listening to her. So join me to hear that concert at the usual time, 11 o'clock next Monday night. So to end tonight, the grand finale from Christian Scott's Rich Mix gig. Christian comes from a family of tribal chiefs in the Mardi Gras Indian tradition, and this last tune reflects that heritage. I'll let Christian introduce it from the stage and get ready for some audience participation. Thank you very much to my producers tonight, Chris Elcombe and Alex Watson. Jazz on 3 is a Something Else production for BBC Radio 3. From me, Jazz Nelson, good night. Over to Christian Scott.
I'm going to teach you a 300-year-old Afro-Native American song about freedom and the swag. And but the thing is that I need the audience has to participate. Right. So this is a song from a culture that started in Louisiana in the 1710s when the French first came to Louisiana. They first enslaved the Native Americans. Then they got free and found their freedom and dared the French to follow them. Then they brought in blacks from Hispaniola. And the natives and the blacks realized that they were treating them the same way, and they created a blood pact and basically created tribes that mixed blood as a means of becoming a stronger tribe. And after the emancipation happened, the elder chiefs decided that they were going to send in great warriors and younger, you know, guys that would have been chief later on into the city limits of New Orleans to set up camp to protect the blacks and the natives from their perception of the oppressor. Fast forward, and now on Mardi Gras Day and St. Joseph's Night, these gangs or these tribes, they still meet and they carve out territory to this day. My grandfather's the only guy to be chief of four different tribes, and my uncle is chief now, and at some point I will be chief, but we're going to show you guys something from my culture. Okay, so I'm going to come down here and join you. When the gangs meet each other on Mardi Gras Day or St. Joseph's Night, there are different roles in the gangs, right? You have the chief who's backed by the second line, which is what you guys are going to be today, right? This is traditionally the people from the neighborhood protecting their chief if any time there's beef, because historically sometimes that is an issue. Then you have what's called a flag boy, who he carries the gang standard. So he's like the gang's diplomat, right? So he speaks the different dialects. You have a wild man, his crown has horns on it. Then you have queens and squaw, and then a little chief. Then out front, you have the scouter, the reconnaissance person. It's generally your gang's best fighter. He's known as the spy boy. So he has to be comfortable by himself beating other gangs by himself. So I grew up as a spy boy from when I was 3 years old. But remember, it's call and response chanting, right? Which means I take the lead, but I'm going to give you a series of words to say, but you have to repeat them. You guys get that? So look, you're going to repeat after me. Shallow water, oh mama.
Shallow water,
oh
mama.
Shallow water, oh mama.
Shallow water, oh mama.
Okay, so now listen, when you're saying that, it means two things. It's something that the natives will come to the plantations and tell them they could get through shallow water to get the dog scents off them, right? But it also basically means whatever trouble you bring them, I'm still taking the walk. It doesn't matter how bad it is, right? So look, we're going to get the beat going. All right. You got it, Joe. We'll take it up. Shallow water, oh mama.
Shallow water, oh mama.
Shallow water, oh mama. Teddy Manju Korean Pop Gang. Lajon, Lajon Manju Korean Boy. They said, let him come, boy, let him come. Don't nobody kneel and nobody run. Say, Honda. Big chief with a diamond crown. Luke Kennedy, Manju Korean Pop Gang. Lajon, Lajon, Manju Korean Boy. So now listen, you guys want to see what it looks like when two spy boys meet each other? But you got to keep the chant going, okay? Shallow water, oh mama. Shallow water, oh mama. Shallow water, oh mama. Y'all. One more time, Lawrence Fields on piano, Chris Fun on the bass, Corey Fonville on the drums, Joe Dyson on the drums, the Spy Boy, Dominic Minix on the electric guitar, Braxton Cook on the alto saxophone. Elena Pender-Hughes on the flute, y'all. My name is Christian Scott of Tunde Adjua. Thank y'all so much. We'll see y'all next time. All right. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3. I'm Katrina Young with a visit to the 2014 Proms to start us off, but not our usual trip to the Albert Hall. This is a much more intimate affair that took place in Cadogan Hall, just over a mile away, as part of the Proms Chamber Music Series. The guests were the clarinetist Michael Collins and his ensemble London Winds, and they brought just two works, setting the young Richard Strauss beside Mozart, his favourite composer, and so presenting their very different takes on the 18th century harmony wind ensemble. Strauss's 13-part suite ended the programme, but just eight of them assembled to start with for a Mozart serenade.